Hey, it's Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. Welcome to Penn Station. I just got done at an event with B Capital Partners, a local venture fund. I was actually listening to a podcast on the way to Penn Station, and one of the topics that was brought up was self-awareness. And self-awareness is an item that has come up in conversation multiple times in the last 2 weeks. And sort of a trend there, I guess a sign that this is top of mind for a lot of folks. One way it came up was I'm involved with a CEO coaching program, and self-awareness is a big topic of that. And it seems to me that, I guess, because it is top of mind, that many people are not self-aware of their skill set. They're not self-aware of how they interact with people around them, whether that's in a professional setting, co-workers, co-founders, or your home setting with a spouse, significant other, children. And I think it's hard to understand, you know, who you are and how you're built, your weaknesses and your strengths. It's hard to know those things unless you do a lot of self-reflection and or you know, can you have a direct conversation with someone where they can give you this really critical feedback? It's having close friends and family members. The alternative is really having an executive or CEO coach where they kind of walk you through self-awareness, you know, how do you behave? Anyhow, it's an important element that has been brought up multiple times in the last few weeks. And you know, I'm working on being self-aware. I think I have a good handle of my weaknesses and my strengths. I need to do a better job of kind of the areas that I'm weak. So definitely an area of improvement there. Anyhow, it's been top of mind for me. I'm thinking about it a lot. I don't really have an answer for you right now, but I'm sure you've thought about that. Anyhow, that's it.